Welcome to Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. I'm Melanie Cole, and today our discussion focuses on advocacy for Black maternal health. Joining me is Dr. Jacqueline Hairston. She's an assistant professor of maternal fetal medicine in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Hairston, thank you so much for being with us today as we get into this conversation, which is so important to have. Explain a little bit about the historical and systemic issues that have impacted Black maternal health, and then I'd like you to speak about the current state of Black maternal health in the United States, particularly focusing on the rising maternal mortality rates that we've been seeing.
Yes. Well, number one, thank you so much for having me. When we look at Black maternal health and its legacy in the United States, we really have to look at how obstetrics and gynecology first started with experimentation on Black women as they were slaves, and how that really built our knowledge of obstetrics and gynecology, much to the detriment of Black women. When we look into more recent historical cases in terms of forced sterilization, when women thought that they were going in for routine procedures and found out that they were no longer able to have children long afterwards. And we build this distrust in the medical system. And therefore, you go into a current modern state of medicine where Black women and Black birthing people have a distrust of hospitals, physicians, and healthcare providers in general.
So as we look at the factors now that contribute to the current disparities in maternal health, and I'm so thankful that you brought up some of those historical issues, which are really devastating and give us an insight as to why there is sort of this distrust of the medical community. What do you see now besides that mistrust as some of the current disparities and issues that we're seeing today?
I think we can't ignore the numbers, and we see it all the time in our headlines that the Black maternal mortality rate is much higher compared to those of white women. And that also spills into infant mortality. And those numbers are stark, but we really need to address them in many levels. So not only just on a policy level, but a hospital level and then an individual level so that we can improve the care of Black women and Black birthing people.
Things like mental health, chronic stress, disease have always disproportionately affected the Black community and Black women in particular, as we're talking about. Tell us what you see as these things that we're, and the mental health epidemic that we're seeing now as well. What do you feel? And this is much more complex, Dr. Hairston, than you and I could discuss in a podcast like this. But what do you feel could be done to start looking at some of these disparities and addressing some of these severe challenges?
Yeah, I think one of those big issues is coming to light as recent as the current SMFM conference, which highlighted that gun violence and violence in general has not been accounted for in as a cause of Black maternal health or death. And so one of the focuses has been on gun violence and how that can affect Black women and intimate partner violence. So I think call to action as it relates to gun violence and gun regulation is going to be important. As it relates to mental health, I think there's a legacy of Black women and Black birthing people being considered the pillar of a family and having to stay strong for a family. And so allowing for vulnerability and most importantly, being heard. You know, the government has a campaign about hearing women or hear her so that people can share what they're feeling. And I think a lot of the issues that arise from the disparities in care start in the medical office where people feel like they aren't being heard. And so in order for anyone to be able to convey their feelings of being depressed or feeling anxious, they first need to have that rapport with their physician. And I think one of the ways to address that is building a pipeline of physicians who look like the Black women and Black birthing people.
Great points. And as we look at the community in general, some solutions and advocacy initiatives to really outreach and get to the women that need to hear these messages that you're delivering today, what policies do you believe are essential to help support some of these initiatives, whether it's mobile mammograms or outreach in general? Speak about that a little bit.
Yes, I think it comes from multiple levels. One, funding research to look at the disparities and not just addressing the statistics of the disparities, but policies and protocols that can be implemented to change those disparities, whether it's looking at high blood pressure after delivery, whether it's looking at postpartum depression screening. If we fund research that is trying to create programming to help those disparities, that's one level. I think another level is looking at diversity, equity, and inclusion, which I know is a buzzword and a hot topic at the moment. But again, creating a pipeline of physicians who will then serve women of different backgrounds is another level. And then looking at doula programs and centering programs where people can come together and have pregnancy care together to see that you're not the only one who's experiencing this. And I think making a community.
And speaking of community, Northwestern Medicine. Speak about how Northwestern Medicine's OBGYN and maternal fetal health specialists are responding to the Black maternal health crisis that you're discussing today. What specific strategies would you like to mention? And you're speaking to other providers as well, Dr. Hairston. So what would you like them to know about the initiatives at Northwestern Medicine?
I'm really proud of what Northwestern Medicine has done to create a community of diverse physicians to serve Black women and Black birthing people. One of the ways that we've been highlighting our efforts to care for Black women and Black birthing people is the Black Maternal Health Week open house, which is coming up for us in April during Black Maternal Health Week. And it's an opportunity for not only patients of Northwestern, but the greater Chicago community to engage with our physicians, our nurses, our midwives, and see what experiences are available to them, what care can be provided to them at Northwestern, but also to demystify some of the myths that are floating around, not only in popular culture, but in social media as it relates to Black maternal health. Furthermore, in our own efforts to care for patients and to work on bias in care, our OBGYN department, when we have our morbidity and mortality conference, we review how bias may have played a role in the outcome of an individual patient, and we talk about it as a division, as a department. So I think incorporating those efforts can help us address bias in not only those individual cases, but us as our community. And then I think one of the biggest ways to kind of remove bias and subjectivity from the care of patients and make it very objective are protocols. And so we're very proud of our labor and delivery and how we've protocolized our care for postpartum hemorrhage as well as postpartum hypertension.
Dr. Hairston, this is really such a great topic. It's so important to be heard by the medical community. And as we get ready to wrap up in your experience, how important our support systems for Black pregnant patients? Because I think that as we look at the multidisciplinary need for these kinds of initiatives to help these patients and this community, that support systems and even mentorship is so important to help these women know that there are people there for them, that you are there for them. So speak about that as we wrap up and what you would like the key takeaways to be, the most important aspects of this discussion.
Yes, I think the most important point is that you are not alone, that there are Black birthing people who are going through the same challenges. I think people often look to social media to find that community, but we have Black women physicians and Black women nurses and Black women midwives who are there to support our Black birthing people, as well as a diverse representation in our physician community who wants to care for Black birthing people. So you are not alone. I think as we move towards finding support, I think doula programs are wonderful, and our labor and delivery allows for a doula to be present in addition to your two support people. So if you find a doula who you feel like will advocate for you in labor, we welcome that. So I think those communities are so important.
Thank you so much. They certainly are. And thank you, Dr. Hairston, for joining us today. And to refer your patient or for more information, please visit our website at breakthroughsforphysicians.nm.org/OBGYN to get connected with one of our providers. That concludes this episode of Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.